Welcome to today's video. The good news relates to reinfection. So this study looked at a large cohort of healthcare providers in the north of England. And it looked at the ones that got infected in the first wave, back in sort of March, April time. And then they looked at the second wave and they found that none of those got reinfected. Not only did none of them get reinfected, none of them developed asymptomatic infection. So this is looking really good for immunity, what, 6-7 months on. Now, we know that with SARS coronavirus 1, which caused the 2002-2003 outbreak, that the immunity from that can last for up to 17, getting on for 18 years. Now, the reason we know that is it's been 17 or 18 years since people were infected with SARS coronavirus 1. But of course, people only started getting infected with SARS coronavirus 2 at the start of 2020. And we know towards the end of 2020, they were still immune. So looking good at the 6 month stage. And I think it's going to look good for some time. We don't know that, of course, because the time simply hasn't passed. Also, a good indicator that the vaccines are going to be effective, again, we believe, for a period of time. So that's the bottom line on this video. Immunity seems to last for at least 6 or 7 months and may well last for much longer. Let's stay with us for the detail on that, though. Now, this is prior SARS coronavirus 2 infection is associated with protection against symptomatic reinfection. So that's good, symptomatic reinfection. And this is from the Journal of Infection. This is the reference. Don't take my word for it. Always look it up for yourself. Now, this is published as a pre-proof, but the manuscript is accepted. So basically, they've bashed it out electronically as soon as they could, because this is absolutely vital information. It will appear in the print copy of the journal, I would imagine, in January, at the end of this month. Now, main points, just to go through the main points here. Whether SARS coronavirus 2 infection confers immunity to reinfection is uncertain prior to this study. So just what is the position? Now, to be fair, my position for some time, based on the SARS coronavirus 1 data and based on the Middle East respiratory syndrome data, that immunity is likely to be long-lived with SARS coronavirus 2. But of course, up until now, we haven't known. Now, I wouldn't say I was guessing before then, but I didn't know because it wasn't in a proper study. I considered it likely, but now we're getting the evidence. But here they admit that they didn't know beforehand. The second wave of transmission offers an opportunity to examine this. So there's people infected in the first wave. Let's now look at them in the second wave and see if they are protected. And we observe no symptomatic reinfections in the cohort of healthcare workers. Now, clearly, healthcare workers are at particularly high risk. Quite a lot of them had been infected and they observed no reinfection. This is a really good new study. If people are going to get long-term protection against symptomatic and, as we'll see, asymptomatic infection, in the vast majority of cases, and in this study, 100% of cases, then this really bodes well for us getting rid of this wretched virus from the surface of the planet and it will become part of history over time. We've still got the next few months to get through. I don't think we're going to get rid of it in the next few years, but in a few seasons, I still believe we will get rid of it. And that's consistent with what we've been predicting here about immunity so far. And it's really great to see this validating study on that. This apparent immunity to reinfection was maintained for at least 6 months. Good from this study. Of course, and it says further studies are required to define immunological mechanisms and durability. So if this study, for example, has shown that immunity can last for 6 months, then I can't prove to you it's going to last for 7 months or 8 months. The time simply hasn't passed yet. But it's looking good and there's some good indicators why I'm optimistic about this. So also, immunity to seasonal coronavirus 2 is probably maintained for up to 12 months. Now, this is longer than we'd thought. Now, you probably remember that there's seasonal coronavirus that causes basically chorizal symptoms, just like a common cold. There's four types of these viruses that circulate all the time, and they cause very minor symptoms. They're not like the SARS coronavirus 1, the SARS coronavirus 2, which is causing this current COVID-19 pandemic, and they're not like the Middle East respiratory syndrome. But they do seem to develop some cross-immunity with the other SARS, the other coronaviruses. So part of the reason that some people have a mild illness when they're exposed to SARS coronavirus 2, and some people have a mild illness, some people have a severe illness. Part of the reason for that is if they just happen to be infected with one of these endemic common cold coryzal coronaviruses in the past 12 months. And of course, you may not know whether that's the case or not. So they suspect this may be a factor, but it's not the main point of the study. But interesting to notice that in passing. Now, the study itself. Now, this involved 11,103 healthcare workers with documented evidence of previous infection status, whether they'd had it or not. Now, this is a good-sized number. This is a good study. The study took place in the northeast of England. It's a trust I worked in myself at one time, in fact. And it's not that far from where I live. So it's the north of England area, but a big study. Now, the first wave they're counting as March to April. Fair enough, that's the first wave. And the second wave, they're kind of counting that as October to the end of November, is when they were collecting this data. So what they did was they looked at if someone got infection in the first wave, did that lead to infection in the second wave? Or were they protected? And as we've already said, there were zero infections in the second wave from people who were infected in the first wave. But let's look at the details. So Newcastle and North Tyne. So they did the standard real-time polymerase chain reaction testing. That's the antigen test. That's the definitive test for the presence of the virus. On all healthcare workers with symptoms, and they've been doing this since March 2020. So basically, the hospitals in Newcastle and North Tyne have got their act together and they've been testing all symptomatic healthcare workers back since March 2020. So they've had plenty of time to collect this data. In other words, they haven't been missing people because they've been testing all the symptomatics. Could have been some asymptomatics, of course, but they're testing all the symptomatics. And they also did extensive immunoglobulin G. This is the antibodies, the immunoglobulins. They're also doing testing on that, and they tested actually 937 healthcare workers out of this original group of 11,103 had been tested for their antibody status, the immunoglobulin type G antibodies that are produced in response to the SARS coronavirus 2. Now, what did they find? Well, the infection group. So what they did was, because some people had been infected and some people weren't infected, they're able to divide them into two groups, almost as if they were doing a trial. Now, they weren't. This is retrospective. But there again, the data was collected as they went along. So basically, they're able to construct two groups, those that had been infected and those that hadn't been infected. And this, of course, is the way that we do all these comparison studies. So it fell into these groups quite nicely. Now, the infected healthcare workers, there was 1,038 of those with evidence of previous infection. Now, in some of those, the evidence was the PCR test. In some of them, it was the antibody test. In some of them, it was both. So, in other words, these are people that were confirmed, diagnosed. They definitely were exposed to SARS coronavirus 2. So they were the infected group, 1,038 of them. Now, the non-infected group, who were also tested, there was 10,137 of those who weren't infected. So they had a negative for antibodies and negative on PCR testing. Negative antibody without a positive PCR test. So in other words, these were diagnosed positive, these were diagnosed negative. And that gives us the two groups. So we've got that nice group there. They've got that nice negative group of over 1,000, and we can compare them almost like a control group. Well, it is a control group, really, to over 10,000 there. So it's a nice comparison study. And the endpoint analysis basically was who got symptomatic SARS coronavirus 2 infection. And then as a secondary endpoint, which is another thing I like about this study, is they also tested for asymptomatic infection as well. So there was two endpoints, symptomatic SARS coronavirus 2 infection and asymptomatic infection. Now, they collected data up to the 20th of November, which was the cutoff for this study. 2,243 healthcare workers underwent PCR testing for symptoms. So in other words, during the second wave, there was these 2,243 healthcare workers had symptoms that they felt merited them being tested for COVID-19 disease. They had symptoms. And 128 of those had previous confirmed SARS coronavirus 2 infection. Now, of those that reported for renewed testing in the second wave, there was many more who hadn't been infected and many fewer, or that's not the right, is that the right expression? There were fewer who had had the infection. So less people with the infection were reporting for testing. But we still ended up with these two groups again. So they reported for, that's the number that went for number of healthcare workers reported for testing for symptomatic disease. Of those, 128 had previous confirmed SARS coronavirus 2 infection. So that's 215 who had not had previous infection. So again, we've got these two groups here. We've got this number reporting for testing. We've got those, that number there who had had the infection and that number who hadn't. In those previously infected, medium of 173 days from positive PCR or antibody test result from the first wave. And the interquartile range there was 162 to 229 days. So the interquartile range, in other words, 50% of the total number fell within that range. So some had been less than 162 days, some had been more than 229 days. But the median there was 173 days. So it's a good period of time after. So just to remind ourselves before we look at the results, that number reported for testing in the second wave, that number had been infected already. That number had not been infected already. And of course, you already know the results. I will spoil all of my videos by giving you the bottom line at the top. You know the results are going to be absolutely brilliant. And here they are. So previous infection group, 0%. Zero out of the 128 who reported for testing turned out to be positive. In other words, their symptoms were caused by something other than renewed SARS coronavirus 2 infection. None of them got reinfected. Not one of them. The people that had not had reinfected, therefore weren't immune, the test positivity rate there was 13.7%, and that was 290 out of the 215, roughly what you'd expect in the current pandemic situation. So we have a difference between 0 and 290. But really the difference is 0% versus 13.7%. And this is the probability of that result arising by chance. It's very, very high. The probability of that result arising by chance are less than 1 out of 10,000. And that test there is the chi-squared. That's the chi-squared test. That's the Greek letter chi. And that's just a way of comparing the two groups. So there's a genuine difference between these two groups is what it means. Now, they did some asymptomatic PCR screening as well. This was 481 healthcare workers who were asymptomatic. 106 with past infection, and 375 without past infection. So with past infection, those that had infection in the past, they tested 106, and the positivity rate in them for asymptomatic infection was 0%. None out of the 106 who were tested had asymptomatic infection. So this is really good news. None of them had symptomatic infection, and none of them, okay, it's a smallish sample size that we tested, but none of them had asymptomatic infection. Whereas without previous infection, asymptomatic infection, there were 22 people with asymptomatic infection out of 375, giving us asymptomatic infection rate from that particular cohort of 5.9%. So the bottom line here is that people that had the infection in the first wave, none of them got symptomatic infection in the second wave. Some got symptoms, but they turned out not to be from SARS coronavirus 2. So they had, in this cohort, at least 100% protection as a result of having infection the first time. And people that had been infected in the first wave, again, none of them screened positive when they were asymptomatic. But when they took another cohort who had not been infected the first time, a proportion of them did screen positive and they were carrying the virus asymptomatically. So looking very, very good for immunity. Now, let's look at what they concluded and what I'm concluding from this. I'm concluding that immunity is maintained for at least 6 months. That's my conclusion. They were more circumspect and they are more correct. Infection appears to result in protection against symptomatic infection in working age adults, at least in the short term. So to be fair, these were all people that are employed. So it's working age adults. So they're right. They are correct. At least in the short term, 6-7 months. That's a direct quote from their paper, of course, because it's in italics. This is consistent with the low rates of infection reported in the literature, which is good. There are some reinfections, but the rate is very low. And the reported ability of vaccines to protect with high efficacy against symptomatic SARS coronavirus 2. They say this is also consistent. And this is the important thing that we're doing in the UK at the moment, giving everyone one dose of the vaccine. So far, people who have had one dose of the Oxford-AstraZeneca vaccine, if they've had one dose, none of those become sick enough to go to hospital. With the Pfizer vaccine, as far as we know, it's about a 90% protection. But they are saying this is consistent with this. So from this, we know that the immunity is lasting well so far because we haven't had that much time to tell. And from this, it's likely that the immunity generated by the vaccines will also last for a period of time. And for some time now, I've been predicting that the immunity from infection and from the vaccine should last for a period of years. We don't know how many, but that is still consistent with what I've been anticipating and certainly what I've been hoping. So I just thought that was a remarkably encouraging study. I think quick proviso there, really. People that have been vaccinated should keep taking absolutely all of the precautions that everyone else is taking. People that have had the infection should absolutely keep taking all of the precautions that everyone else is taking. We're not making any behavioural changes or implications for behavioural change from this. But it's looking remarkably good. And as I said at the beginning, I think this has got important implications for the long-term eradication of this virus, which all the data so far indicates to me is possible. I haven't seen any data that indicates that it's not possible. So I still believe that's going to happen. So I'm pretty pleased about that. And I'll just show you a few pictures to finish off with, I think, today. This is Heidi, who watches in Virginia. So nice to see the two of us together on your picture there, Heidi. That's good to see. This is also Heidi. Oh, I think this is her children who have their own mask rack, and superheroes wear masks, as Heidi reminds her children of that simple fact. So that's good to see that all the family is involved. And this is from Robert in Addis Ababa. Let's have a look at this. So this is Ethiopia, of course. Always wear face masks, respect physical distancing, wash your hands regularly. Yep, looking good. Infographics, again, making the explanations really nice and clear. So a short video there. Good news. I think very good news in the medium to longer term. Very promising for the vaccines. But of course, we've got the next few months to get through yet. But more of that probably more of that coming in the next video or two. Thank you for watching, of course.